Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and the title is Stay the Course. So with everything changing around us, how do we ensure that we don't change? In the sense that we don't change from what we want our best life to be. And what's interesting about that is, in order for us to live our best life, we do have to change. So I think I just made some kind of riddle. But what I'm referring to is, in order for us to be our best in life, we have to continually kind of evolve and change and adapt and grow towards what we want our best life to be. So who I am today is not the best version of me. There is a better me yet to become. So if I work on my relationships, if I work on kind of emotional, mental control, if I work on my physical health, if I work on areas of my life, there are ways for me to improve upon those areas. And in order to make those improvements, I may have to make changes to my daily habits, my mindset, my approach to life. There are things about me that have to change for me to continue to grow and become better. So there is a course that I am setting myself on if I would like to improve in those areas. However, with everything changing around us, how do we stay that course? How do we stay with the changes that we want rather than getting sidetracked or push off course? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I thought this was pretty relevant in the sense that there is an enormous amount of things changing around us right now. A lot of our quote-unquote normal routine has just got smashed and shattered. And it's going to be a challenge for people to still work towards their best life instead of kind of getting off track, maybe just working on treading water, then not realizing they wasted a year or two. There's a lot of things just going to be randomness things that are happening that can get in the way of us staying on course. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things myself and a friend are working through in order to stay on course. And figured that that would be a good thing to share with everyone else. And maybe you can do these things in your life, and that'll help as well. Okay? So, a great friend and I, we're working through kind of 7 areas of our life that we want to ensure that we continually improve upon. And they are spiritual, physical, emotional, intellectual, financial, professional, and relational. So they're not necessarily in any kind of specific order, but those are the 7. Again, they're spiritual, physical, emotional, intellectual, financial, professional, and relational. So we know if we work on those 7 areas of our life, that we have a better chance to become the best versions of ourselves and live the healthiest life that we, the happiest life that we can possibly have available to us. So the other thing that's interesting about that list is if you don't address one of those 7, they will negatively impact the other 6. So you have to make sure that you progress in all of these areas. So if anything's slowing down or falling behind, you have to double down and address that better. If anything is going faster than everything else, maybe there's some leeway for you to pull back on that one to address one of the ones that are falling behind. So for example, if I don't have good physical health, I can still have maybe good spiritual health. If you don't have good physical health, can you have a great emotional health? Maybe not, because you might not have great self-confidence. You might not feel that great about yourself. And also, if that happens to where you don't have great physical health, you might be tired and fatigued all day. You might be more moody because you just feel worn out and beat up, okay, because you're not fit for the day. And that can affect, negatively impact your emotions. Maybe you get more negative self-talk. That can impact your relationships because you're no longer your best to give to the best people around you. It also can negatively impact finances if you have to pay for, you know, kind of prescriptions and pay for hospital visits and stuff like that. So any one of these 7 areas, if they fall behind, they can negatively impact the other 6. So we have to work on all 7. Now, one of the things that is important to do is if I want to work on those areas, I have to define where I'm working towards. So what's your goal? What's your target? What's your finish line? If you're going to run a race, you have to run to something, right? So you never would just have a starting line and then somebody shoots off a gun and says, go. And you're like, okay, well, where, like, what's the course? Like, where am I running to? So we have to have a direction. And one of the ways you can work towards a direction is asking yourself the question of what do I want from each of those areas? So in regards to spiritual health, what do you want? What would give you the sensation of having a healthy spiritual life? Okay, or the goal of spiritual life. So for example, in finances, you could define that as I want to be debt-free and I want to have enough money to travel abroad once a year. That's a pretty good definition. So being debt-free is a big freaking accomplishment, ridiculous accomplishment. And then having the goal of having enough money to travel once a year is something that's fun and gives you an idea of work towards. So they can be something as simple as I want to be debt-free and have enough money to travel abroad once a year. Well, what do you want from your physical health? What do you want from your emotional health? Maybe what you want from your emotional health is I want to have a more positive internal voice. I want to be less negative towards myself, less kind of disparaging and beating up of myself. I want to have a more positive natural voice, natural reaction to the world around me. What do you want from each of those areas? So my friend and I are sitting down and we're trying to answer that question for each of these areas. So he sent me a list. I'm not going to read his because that's would be unfair to him. But we've gone through and we've kind of defined what do I want? What is my best spiritual health? So for example, I'm Christian and I believe in God. And what I want for my spiritual health is if I were to pass away or if something were to happen where my life ended today, do I feel happy and excited to meet God? If there's something in my life that I know is a negative, maybe it's a sin or something I'm not proud of, I wouldn't want to meet God today because that thing's right there and he's going to see it. And I wouldn't feel good about meeting him because he would see that in me. So what I've been working towards, one of my spiritual goals, is having a better sensation of, hey, if I met God today, would I be excited, happy, and wanting to meet him with open arms? Or would I be sheepishly trying to hide from him as he came my way? So that's something I try to work towards. And you can go through this with physical health, emotional health, intellectual health, financial, professional, relational. So professional, something I've always wanted to do professionally was just to be honest and fair with people. I do understand the need for money. And I understand that with money comes the ability to help people even more. So money's not a bad thing. It's just people do bad things with it. But money itself is not a bad thing. It has great power to do good things. But I'm not that motivated by money. I'm more so motivated to get whatever money would be needed to do my major motivation, which is to make people's lives healthier and happier. So the biggest reason why I ever got into personal training was I learned at an early age that by controlling my physical health, I was better able to control my emotional and mental health. I had a better quality of life internally, not only externally, by having physical health as a high priority for me. And I understood that by controlling physical health, I had such a healthier, happier life mentally and emotionally that I was too excited about the effects it had in me that I just had to share it with other people. So that's why I became a personal trainer, to help people work through their emotional and mental issues through physical exercise, the discipline of being and achieving goals in the physical realm. So I've seen that in my life. It was a major I can't even explain how different my life is by pursuing physical health. It's made all the difference. And I just want to share that with other people. So that's my motivator. So what I want from my professional life is just to have an impact on people. I don't want to be a mile wide, but an inch deep. You know, where you have, I have 10 million followers on Instagram and, you know, all that stuff, but you don't really make a big impact on people. You know, there's people out there who sell, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of programs, but it's a shit template program. And, you know, maybe only like 10% of the people actually benefit from it because it's so damn generic that the people who write it never really know what effect it has. I want to know. I want to have an in-depth effect in people's lives and know that my life has been meaningful in the sense of being able to positively impact others. And that goes back a little bit to my spiritual health, is I think God gave me the gift to be able to do this. I have an amazing memory for physical stuff and nutritional stuff. So I don't write down enough probably of my clients' information, but I remember all their weights. So I can tell you what my clients' one rep maxes are and what we did the past workout. And it's just been a super big benefit for me that I'm kind of built for this mentally, physically, and emotionally. So that is going to be me getting a little off track, but that is what I want for my professional life, is that I've been able to have the sensation that I'm giving to others the gift that's been given to me. That by controlling my physical health, it's allowed me to have a better mental and emotional health. And if I can have the sensation of being able, or the feeling of being able to give that to others, then I've been successful in business, regardless of the financial, regardless of the followers, regardless of anything else. I just want to positively impact people's lives. So what does that look like? So I've been working through in this personal development journey is what does that look like in terms of tangible results? Do I count followers? Do I count finances? How do I count the impact I've had? And that's been something I've been working on. So is trying to figure out the answer to the question of what do I want? So we've gone through those seven areas, spiritual, physical, emotional, intellectual, financial, professional, relational, and said, what do we want from each area? We've written down what we want. Then the next step is creating tasks that help you go in that direction. So now that you know the finish line, what you want. So again, our example for finances was to be debt-free and have enough money to travel abroad once a year. Well, the first part is, how do you get debt-free? So what's the daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly goals or tasks or things I can do to reach that ultimate goal of being debt-free? Well, is there something I can do daily to save money? Is there something I can do weekly to save money or just kind of better organize my money? Is there something I can do monthly, quarterly, and yearly? So these are kind of the time frames we would look at. And let's go through some examples. So a daily example for spiritual health would be maybe like reading your Bible every day for at least 5 minutes, or whatever your spiritual kind of preference is. So whatever your version of the Bible is, or if you don't believe in a specific religion, maybe just having time to meditate, connect with your inner self, kind of get rid of the clutter, is maybe that's your spiritual time. But can you devote daily at least 5 minutes to something specifically, isolatively, just spiritual health? Then maybe physical. We have a weekly example would be perform physical activity above my normal daily needs on at least 4 days a week. So what this means is physical activity above my normal daily needs means it's purposefully decided upon that this will be exercise. So I've had people go out and they're like, well, I walked around the mall a lot, so I'm going to call that cardio. Nah, you're shopping. You were going to walk around the mall anyhow. Jackass. That doesn't count. So it has to be something that you decide to do above and beyond, because that means it actually took effort. So you don't get credit for bullshit things that aren't effort. So you have to make the choice to do some type of physical activity above your daily normal. That counts as exercise. And maybe you're going to try to do that at least 4 days a week. So that's your weekly goal. We can have a monthly goal related to maybe emotions. So maybe you want to deal with like anger issues you have, or deal with like how to better communicate with other people, how you feel and what you think. Or maybe you want to address like negative self-talk. So maybe you have a goal of every month you want to read or listen to a book related to emotional health. You can also have a quarterly goals, which would be like every 3 months. And an example of that for like intellectual goal could be is maybe every 3 months you want to take a 3-day weekend. Pull back from the world, turn off your phone, and work on maybe life management organization, or work on some professional concepts. So there was a trainer I follow who I really liked and was kind of like just kind of getting ideas from his life on what I think might apply to mine. And it was every 12 months, like every year, he took a full month off work. So he only worked 11 months a year. And during that month, he just kind of took a week to kind of take care of his own mind. He just slept in, kind of like tried to organize his food better, tried to just be relaxed. Then he took 3 weeks to work on professional concepts that he would implement in the next 11 months. And I thought that was insane at first, that he took an entire month off, because at the time of me learning about that, I had no freaking money because I just started my business and was like in debt up to my balls. So I had to pay off loans and do all this stuff, and I was working stupid hours a week. And it was inconceivable to me that he would be able to take a month off. Well, as my business has developed, I do see that there is potential for that. If somebody budgets well and they organize their mind and their life well, that you can take a month off and still be able to run a business and do other things. So I've been working on implementing some version of that in my own life. But that is an example. You can have a yearly goal, so related to, say, finances. And that can be something where maybe you want to deposit $10,000 every year into your retirement fund, something like that. So you would have kind of like daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly kind of tasks or mini goals that would lead up to your major goal of that answer to the question of, what do I want? So if what do I want is the end goal. Well, what can I do to get there? How am I going to get there? What's my step-by-step to get there? And that's our daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly tasks. Things we can do day by day, week by week, month by month, quarterly by quarterly, and year by year. So to achieve those goals, we have to be able to do what we need to do regardless of what's happening around us. Meaning that with all the crazy changes in the world, if I have the daily task of reading my Bible every day for at least 5 minutes, how do I do that? Even though everything crazy has been around me. Maybe there's some doctor's appointment I have to get up to early in the morning, but that's normally when I read the Bible. Well, can I set time aside later in the day to read the Bible? Or maybe listen to a podcast as I drive to the doctor's office. Maybe it's a sermon that I'm listening to, and that has to count for the day. Maybe I can make that as my thing. If exercise is my goal, and maybe I normally work out on Mondays, but I have some business trip or something I have to do on Monday, family-wise or whatever, and I'm not going to be able to get it in, I have to have some leeway to maybe have to get it in on Tuesday, but I'll still hit my weekly goal. So how do we stay the course, even though things around us are changing? And that's the idea, is if you focus on daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly tasks towards your ultimate goal, you may miss a day by day here or there. You may miss a week here or there, but you're not going to commonly miss a month or a quarterly or a year. If you aim small, you miss small. So aim at every level. Daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly, have tasks that you can do. Be mindful, be purposeful of your efforts. So if you think to yourself this sounds right, like this sounds good, like I would love to have, you know, those 7 areas of my life be the fullest possible. Well, are you putting intentional effort towards them? If you're not sitting there with a finish line in mind, if you don't know your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly tasks, how are you ever going to get there? How are you ever going to be your best in that area if you don't have any freaking details? You don't have any definable efforts. If you go, I'm probably doing well. Bullshit. We all, including myself, are amazing at lying to ourselves, rationalizing every stupid ass decision we make, but somehow trying to figure out how it's good for us. Bullshit. Don't rely on yourself. Okay? So you'll lie to, like, you lie to your blue in the face. You want to have these stuff recorded, written down, and have purposeful actions, accountable actions, trackable, measurable actions towards these goals if you truly want to be your best. So how you stay the course, regardless of what's happening around you, is to have defined efforts. And then track yourself whether you do them or don't do them. That's how you stay the course, is knowing what the course is. How can you run a race if you don't even know where the hell the race leads to and you don't have any markers or course or anything? So if I put you in the middle of a field and said, go, what direction do you run in? Where are the twists and turns? What's left or right? What's the line? What's the course that you follow? If you are in an open field just hoping to get to the other side, but you don't have anything plotted out, you don't have anything planned ahead, How do you think you're going to get there? You're just going to meander straight forward, run into an obstacle, then try to figure it out from there. Meander straight forward, run into an obstacle, try to figure it out from there. Before you know it, you've made three left turns and you're going in the wrong damn direction. Okay? So work towards defining what your course is and the actions it takes to stay on it. And then you'll know if you are on the course, regardless of what's happening around you. So that's a little bit of an idea, a little bit of an insight into what I'm doing with a friend of mine in how we're working to stay the course in our life, regardless of the changes that are around us. So we're looking at seven areas of our life: spiritual, physical, emotional, intellectual, financial, professional, relational. We have defined what we want from each area. That's our finish line. And then we have identified tasks we can do on daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis to get there. Have you done the same? How will you stay the course if you don't even know what the course is? Okay? So take the time to maybe think through this. If you want an email of those seven things, just shoot us an email to brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll send you what the seven are. We'll send you the question of defining what do you want with some examples. And you can work towards this on your own. If you would like help in this process, of course, we're always happy to help. So we can help with some type of like consultation type stuff on trying to help define what might be the best course for you in these areas. So we're always happy to help in some way to help people towards their best life. And regardless of what that looks like, we'll figure out a way together, okay? But if this is something that you are mindful of, it's something you want to accomplish, how do I stay the course of who I want to be, of who I want to become, regardless of what's happening around me? These are the steps to do it, okay? Take these seven areas. Develop what you want from them. Develop how you can reach it on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly basis, okay? And that'll help you stay the course. Cool. Hopefully this helped in some way. It just, I thought it was helpful to just kind of present this type of kind of mindset or this type of thought process and see if it can spark it in you and see if it helps you. Okay. So if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.